Lauderdale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Stanley over the middle, Wadley got past Lanning. Akram Wadley inside the red zone. Wadley could go. Wadley! Touchdown, Iowa! Oh, mercy!
Yeah, that was a big play in that game on Saturday. Of course, we got to talk about that big Cy-Hawk game with Andy Garman. He's the sports director over at KCCI and on the phone with us right now. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How you doing today?
Wow, I'm worn out. It's 2 days later, and I didn't play the game.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, now you have to go cover other stuff this week.
Well, you've been to a lot of Cy-Hawk games, Andy. So, how's this one rank for you as far as?
Sorry about that, Ken. Yeah, this is my 19th one that I've covered since I moved back to Iowa, and you know, I don't want to be the prisoner of the moment guy that everything that just happened is the best ever, but I can't think of a better one. There have been some great finishes in this series that come to mind, and the interesting thing is they were all Iowa State wins.
Right.
Brent Culbertson kicking a field goal, Jake Knott with an interception, and the triple overtime game 6 years ago. This is the first time Iowa won one of those games, but just for sheer theater, I mean, Iowa was up 11, and then Iowa State was up 10, and they still found a way to make it a game that went to overtime. It was incredible.
Both times, yes. I thought it was over, by the way. When Iowa was up by 11, I'm like, this is over.
Right. Yes.
And then when Iowa was down by 10, I'm like, this is over. And that is one thing, as a Hawkeye fan, I'm not used to, when they get down, they have not been a team over the years that you think they're coming back.
Right.
They can never score and come back. And then on Saturday, it's like, where'd this offense come from?
Well, it's interesting. You know, somebody pointed out on Twitter, I think it was Scott Docterman from Land of 10, that said, if you look at Nate Stanley's stats, if you take the first quarter of the Wyoming game out, in the last seven quarters, he's been incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they really got something with him. And you have to tip your cap to Brian Ferentz, the new offensive coordinator, because they had a couple of 90-yard drives in that game.
Yeah, they sure did.
I think he just pushed all the right buttons down the stretch in that game.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking. And if Nate could hit the long ball.
Right. There was three or four opportunities there.
There were a couple times when Noah Fant needed to have about 5 more inches on each arm.
Right? I know.
And then, you know, they'd add 2 touchdowns.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because I thought, when I was watching the game, I thought, you know, as it got, and then it was over, I thought, you know, this is obviously reminds me a lot of the triple overtime game from, you know, a few years back now. Mm-hmm. But I remember thinking after that game, I don't think either one of these, this is a great game, but I don't think either of these teams are very good. This year, I felt differently. I felt like this was a great game, and I think they both might be pretty good. Am I way off on that, reading too much into this one game? Did we learn anything about either of these teams?
Well, I walked away thinking that they're both better than expected at this point.
Yeah.
I think Iowa State's a bold team this year. I think if they perform that way, the rest of the season, they're going to win several games, and they're finally going to get back to the postseason, which has been, you know, the goal all along. I was watching Iowa thinking, this feels like that, like the start of that Ferentz team that went undefeated in the Big Ten, didn't blow anybody out, but just did enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of look around and you go, oh my gosh, they're 7-0. They're 8-0. Like, how did they pull that off? I'm not saying it's that team, but it has that feeling. Like, maybe they've got something figured out that they just know how to win.
Yeah, it is. It is one of those Kirk Ferentz. We expect them to have a bad season, but they don't.
Right,
have a bad season.
Right,
type of
and I just think they've got some really great individual players, but they're not people you look at. You know, last 2 years, it's been the quarterback and the star defensive back. You know, this year it's Josie Jewell's a linebacker. It's offensive linemen and defensive linemen. It's not necessarily the, you know, spotlight guys. So I think that skews it a little bit. But I think it's a pretty good squad. I said at the beginning of the year they were picked fourth in the Big Ten West, and I thought that was crazy. I thought they were a much better team than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Well, the nice thing is we've got, 11 more weeks to find out.
That's
just
right.
How much
yes. We are talking with Andy Garman, KCCI Sports. So, by the way, I was just curious, is anybody still talking about this rivalry going away now after Saturday?
Oh, I hope not. I've never understood that. And there have been some clunkers. I mean, last year, 42-3.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think anybody enjoyed that game, honestly. I think by the fourth quarter,
I was there. I kind of liked it.
Okay.
Once in a while, it's nice to just exhale
a
game and not be so stressed through them all the time. But for the series, it was bad. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, it just was, you had a new coach and everything going into that. It just didn't have kind of the feel to it. This year, my goodness, that atmosphere, that in the first quarter, it was as energetic as I can remember a game in this series being. They were just screaming at each other and loud. And, I should also say, bowling in the south end zone at Jack Trice Stadium is night and day at that place. Great games will happen in there. Mm-hmm. I know that happened a couple of years ago, but just the standing in that south end zone and the wall of sound that was roaring around when Iowa was pinned down at their 6-yard line or whatever, it was really fun. Well, I hope this series gets played forever.
Yeah, that's good to hear because the TV sound was terrible on Saturday.
I thought so too.
I couldn't tell that it was a great crowd. I mean,
it was a great crowd.
Yeah, it looked like it.
It was a balanced crowd. Yeah. I mean, there were obviously a ton of Hawkeye fans there, and they made a ton of noise when Iowa did something right. And when Iowa State was rolling, it was deafening down on the field. It was really cool. Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Well, that is, because I assumed it was, but I just thought the sound on the game was terrible from TV, and I thought, this stadium has to be a lot louder than it sounds right now. But anyway.
Colleen, your analysis real quick. 10 seconds.
We had good food at our party.
Very good.
Oh, thanks for the invite, Colin.
Andy Garvey, KCCI Sports Director, joining us to talk about this year's Cy-Hawk Classic game. It certainly was. Thanks, Andy. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Take care. Bye.
See ya.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.